The Israeli raid last week on a flotilla heading for the Gaza Strip has taken a considerable toll. Most immediately, 9 Turkish activists were killed, but it also created a serious diplomatic rift between the U.S. and Turkey. The two countries have had a long strategic relationship, but as NPR's Jackie Northam reports from Istanbul, things were already beginning to sour before the ill-fated raid made them far worse.
Within hours of the deadly Israeli naval raid, the top echelons of the Turkish government began berating and condemning not just Israel, but the U.S. as well, for not speaking out more loudly against Israel. The Obama administration is still trying to repair relations with Turkey, one of its key NATO allies. Turkey plays a critical role in U.S. efforts to tackle 2 thorny foreign policy issues, Iran and Middle East peace. But the current Turkish government, under Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan, is charting a different course than the U.S. when it comes to those issues, says Hugh Pope with the International Crisis Group in Istanbul.
Because of the way that especially the Prime Minister of Turkey, Erdogan, has vocalized his friendship for Iran, his willingness to be compromising with Syria, and his relationship with the leadership of Sudan, have all made people inside the Washington establishment wary of Turkey.
Pope says part of the reason Turkey is trying to build relations with its neighbors is because it probably can. The country has increased its power and influence in the region. It's embarked on what's known as a no-problem foreign policy. It's a bid to improve relations with Turkey's neighbors and beyond. The spice market here in Istanbul is one of the city's bigger tourist attractions. Crowds throng to the covered market, which features stalls of herbs and spices and heaps of fresh Turkish delight. Turkey is a favorite destination for tourists from many European nations, as well as tourists from the region. Hugh Pope says Turkey has lifted visa restrictions on many countries. He says it's also expanding business ties with regional states such as Jordan, Iraq, Libya, and Iran.
Turkey is a rising power in the region. Its economy is worth half of the whole Middle East, from Iran to Morocco. Turkey has now signed free trade agreements with most Middle Eastern states in its neighborhood, adding tens of millions of consumers potentially to its market.
Turkey's increased power and influence helps it forge ahead in its efforts to stabilize the region, sometimes working at odds with the U.S. Last month, Turkey and Brazil brokered a deal with Tehran to help resolve the dispute over Iran's nuclear program. Turkey and Brazil thought they had the encouragement of the Obama administration, but the U.S. dismissed the deal and pushed ahead with U.N. sanctions. Barçın Yinanç, associate editor of the Hürriyet Daily News and Economic Review, says Turkey felt betrayed.
When it's genuinely acting to find a solution, in dialogue, in cooperation, in coordination with the United States, and it does its mission, and then it receives a cold shoulder. So it's no doubt that this is going to create some kind of a disappointment on the part of Turkey.
Yinanç says some of this disappointment may be reflected in the Erdogan government's strong words against the U.S. over the Israeli raid on the flotilla. But she says,
other Turkish political parties also have an affinity with the Palestinians, but they would have followed a more balancing line, whereas this government has really decided to prefer confrontation to engagement.
Soli Ozel, a political science professor at Istanbul's Bilgi University, says it's not completely bleak. He says there are still many overlapping points of strategic interest between Turkey and the U.S.
The withdrawal of American troops from Iraq obviously is an important matter, and the two sides are coordinating their efforts. In Afghanistan, there is enormous coordination and cooperation.
Ozel says relations between Turkey and the U.S. were much worse in 2003 after Ankara refused to allow American troops to transit into Iraq for the start of the war. And yet, Washington and Ankara kept on talking. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Istanbul.